The electrons and the fire of creation. As the electrons flow down the life stream from the mighty I Am Presence into the physical heart, they contain the fire of creation, and each electron may become the nucleus or cause or whatever form the individual decrees into existence. Thus, the electron may become the body of a child, the seed of a spiritual idea, the nucleus of a great international movement, the heart of a novel, or a celestial symphony. The electron which enters the heart and becomes part of the life stream of a self-conscious intelligence may be consciously projected into the electronic substance and around that minute particle of the fire of creation the universal substance is drawn. Without the permanent atom, the universal substance remains unformed. The permanent atom is the cohesive power and the divine will that draws the electronic substance into form. The electronic light descends through your life stream into the heart, which is the cup that receives the light, and then, according to the divine plan, the electrons ascend again through the heart, through the throat, into the head. The subnormal expression is when the electronic light descends below the heart and becomes sexual depravity. When the electronic stream of energy reaches the heart and begins again its upward ascent, the inner eye can see that stream of light pour downward and another ascend in such rapid succession that it looks like the shading of the same stream. But if you interpenetrate that stream of energy, you will see that half is descending and half is ascending. Four steps to create the permanent atom of your desire or plan. First step, make a mental picture of that which you wish to precipitate. Second step, know and feel that the fire of creation flowing through you is one with that which created the universe. Third step, you absolutely withdraw all power from the personality, the outer self, as the doer. Fourth step, from the three centers, the heart, the throat, and the head, you consciously project a stream of electronic substance, a ray, into the mental picture. The result is the formation of the permanent atom of your picture as it is formed. As the rays coalesce, they become the threefold flame, the permanent atom which draws the substance of the universe around it, and your precipitated form is complete. How to project a stream of electronic substance from your three centers. First, we use the pink ray, the cohesive power of love. Let me show you. From the heart, the electronic substance flows in a pink ray, which is the cohesive power of love, the magnetic force that draws the blue light of the electrons into form. Second, using the gold ray, the mental picture is outlined in golden light. From the head comes the gold ray, which is the mental picture of the divine will, which has projected the divine plan into a mold or matrix. Thus, your mental mold is usually outlined in gold light. Third, the blue ray is the focus of power. From the throat goes forth the blue ray, which is the focus of power, which gives to the precipitation its strength, endurance, an ability to stand against the disintegrating powers of the outer world. This is as simple an accomplishment as breathing, but it must be worked out in orderly succession.